Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And I am broadcasting live on this beautiful Sunday from wonderful, hot Atlanta, Georgia. Well, I want to thank all of you for joining me today. And if you are listening in today, I believe that God has drawn you to this show to get the answers that you need to live a more fulfilling and abundant life. Well, yes, I am bringing you lots of hot, hot weather from sunny, sunny, hot, hot Atlanta, Georgia, and just want to know, how are you doing today? Are you making a decision to rejoice and be grateful for what you have, regardless of your current circumstances, knowing that the best is yet to come? Well, I am so glad that you have joined me today. I had a very interesting day yesterday. On yesterday, I got a new computer, and you know how that is, a new computer system, and was supposed to be using Skype for the first time today. But we really had some interesting technical difficulties, and that did not happen. We tried for about 3 hours to rectify that situation, and I was getting a little bit frustrated because I had been looking forward to that all week long. And, you know, right in the middle of that situation, I said to myself, Constance, or girl, or girlfriend, now is a good time for you to walk what you are always teaching. So I just simply chose to surrender, and I said, okay, God, I do not understand why this is not working, but I believe that all things work together for my good, and I just simply surrendered and released it. So I said all of that to say to you that hearing the truth is not enough. You have to walk it out. And that's what the Think, Believe, and Manifest show is all about, sharing with you truth that you can implement into your life. Well, today my guest is Lee Haskin, and he's been with us before. Lee is back by popular demand, and we're going to be talking about recreating the gateway to your reality. So if you're feeling frustrated in any area of your life and you've just been believing God for a breakthrough, you may feel like, man, when is money going to come into my life? When is love going to come into my life? I want you to stay tuned because Lee will be sharing some great exercises, strategies, and tips for you to begin to experience the life of your dreams. And speaking of Lee, if you want to ask him a question today, I'm going to invite you to call him at 347-326-9837. And remember to put your hand up, because if you don't have your hand up, I can't speak to you, and you can ask Lee your burning questions. Well, before Lee comes, I want you to listen to this great commercial, and then I'm going to be right back with you, okay?
Thank you. Because of you and the Law of Attraction, we've made listening a little easier. The Law of Attraction Radio Network's 24/7 broadcast is now syndicated to 19 major internet radio networks, including iTunes Radio. Not only can you tune into the radio broadcast, you can now get the apps for the show you are listening to right now through Stitcher.com. That's right. Now you can hear this popular show through the stereo systems of the new Ford cars and BMWs. Or you can keep on listening through your MP3 player or on your computer as you surf the net. Go to loaradionetwork.com and find the show page to your favorite radio show. Simply download the app to listen to our continuous 24/7 broadcast or just this one magnificent show. Remember, loaradionetwork.com.
Isn't that great? You know, I personally want to thank all of you from all over the world for your loyalty and faithfulness, not only to my show, but to all of the great shows on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Also, I want to invite you to go to my website and visit my products page. You know, after 25 years of coaching and counseling, I surely know what works. I am certainly walking that walk. I have manifested success in my life. I'm teaching it, and I am living it. So I have designed for you affirmation recordings, CDs, ringtones, coaching services, and my book, Secrets to Success. You know, I use my book as a tool to coach over 10,000 clients in the state of Georgia, and they have just seen phenomenal results in their lives. And I even use my own products. That's right. Every night I go to bed listening to my affirmation recordings on success, prosperity, and love, and I simply love it. You know, I realize that as I listen, I am literally changing my subconscious as I'm sleeping. So begin to take charge of your life today and visit my website and take advantage of all of the tools that I have designed to help and support you toward creating the life of your dreams. So visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and I want you to stay tuned because at the end of the show, I have a very special coaching gift for you. Okay, well, are you ready for the show today? Today, my very special guest is Lee Haskin. Lee is the author of Shifting Perception, Exploring Conscious Creation, Shattering Paradigms, and Fulfilling Your Higher Purpose. And he has a companion book, which is The Transformational Journey, a 40-day journey to manifesting your intended life. I've read both of them. They are a great read. And, you know, I rarely invite my guests back for a second time. But Lee is so thorough, and he's such a great communicator, and he's so passionate about his work. I wanted to invite him back. And then plus all of your emails, you were talking about how simple he made the exercises. And so I am very grateful, and we are very thankful that we have Lee with us today. Again, Lee, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you so much, Constance. It's a pleasure and an honor to be back. I really appreciate you inviting me.
So what have you been doing since the last time you were on the show?
Oh, well, I'm actually currently working on Kindle versions of both of my books, and I'm in the process of writing my third book, and that actually is going to be completely different than the first two. It's I started writing it a few years ago, probably about 2 years ago, and it just nothing was coming to me, and I thought, okay, what is going on? Why am I not, you know, progressing with this like I did with the first two? And one night it came very clear to me that it wasn't supposed to be about what I thought it was going to be about. It ended up that I've been guided to write a fiction book, and it's going to be based on my experiences that other people have had. And I think the reason that it came to me this way is that it's going to open up more doors for people who don't like to read nonfiction and who like to read fiction, and they can read something like this and say, oh, wow, look at all the things that are possible. So it's been a wonderful learning experience of how to just let go of the control of how I think that things should go, as you were talking about, and just let things come in and see where it takes me.
And, you know, for my listeners all over the world, sometimes life and God does not invite you in just the sequence that you believe it should be. Instead of 1, 2, 3, it might be 10, 24, 8. But
right.
I think what Lee and I are talking about is just totally surrender and just go with the flow. Is that right, Lee?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well,
and
let's
it's
get
interesting,
started.
Too, because. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. It's interesting.
Oh, I was just going to say it's interesting, too, the way that the whole thing happened, because I was writing my second book, and I did the About the Author page. And I started typing the title to my third book, and I thought, well, I don't even know what it's going to be about. I can't put that in there. And so I went back and forth, and I took it out, and I put it back in. And at the last second before it went into publication, I ended up putting it back in. And since then, that's when all the writing started. So it was like the title popped into my head. I knew it was the right thing to do, and everything has just fallen into place since then. So it's been great. That's how things happen when we can let go of the control.
right. And if we would just simply be led by the Spirit. And today, Lee, we're going to be talking about recreating the gateway to your reality. And I think that's such a powerful subject. And so we're going to start with really the subconscious and subconscious mind. You know, I read somewhere recently, and you tell me whether or not this is correct, that the conscious mind is about 12% of our brain and processes about 2,000 bits of information per second, compared to the subconscious mind, which is about 88% of our brain and processes 2.4 billion bits per second. And so I found that to be quite amazing and very interesting. So could you describe the difference between the conscious and unconscious minds, and why is that important to know the difference between those two?
Okay, and yeah, I think those figures are pretty accurate. I've heard different figures over the years, so I'm not sure exactly what's right. But
right.
When you think about it in terms of that, it is amazing because we can take everything that's in our peripheral vision when we're looking at something, everything that we're hearing, everything that we're sensing and feeling, all those things are part of what our minds are picking up, and that is a lot of information. Basically, the conscious mind is the part of your mind that does the thinking and the reasoning and the making determinations about what you like and what you don't like and what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. And so as we go through life and we're thinking all day, you know, that's the conscious mind at work for us. That's also the part of the mind where people say, oh, I can't stop thinking, I can't turn off my thoughts. That's the conscious mind. And then the unconscious mind or the subconscious mind is the part of your mind that's the warehouse, and it stores all the information from all the experiences that we have. So that's the things that we pick up in our peripheral vision or the feelings or sensations or experiences. And so what happens is our unconscious mind holds all that information. And then when we have a similar experience in our reality, our unconscious mind flips through all the information and finds something similar to remind us of something. So, for example, if you're in a store and you pass by somebody and you smell a certain perfume, your unconscious mind automatically triggers a thought of when you smelled it before, perhaps when you were young, and something that your mother or your grandmother used to wear. And that's why we have memories come up just out of the blue like that.
That is so amazing. So that says to my listeners that the subconscious mind is very powerful, and if they will deliberately begin to change what they think consciously, then they could create a different life for themselves.
Absolutely, because everything that we experience is from things that are already in our unconscious mind. And the problem is,
right,
is that most of the time we don't even know what's in there, or we don't even know why things are happening because we never think about it, you know, looking into that and changing it.
Well, you know, Lee, so many people are frustrated. They email me, they're reading the books, they're going to conferences, but there seems to be a blockage because of programming. So share with my listeners or give us some examples of how our unconscious mind becomes programmed.
Okay. The example that I like to use in my lectures, you know, think about when you were little and you're sitting there at the dinner table and perhaps there was something that you had to eat that you didn't like at all. And your parents said to you, oh, you have to clean your plate. Be a good boy. Be a good girl. Clean your plate. You know, make us happy. Make mommy and daddy happy. We'll love you if you clean your plate. So all those things we're being taught at a young age is that what you do for your parents, what you do to please your parents, gives you love. And ultimately what we all want is love. And so we're brought up, okay, well, if I clean my plate, then mommy and daddy are going to love me better. And so then we get in the habit of cleaning our plate, and then we fast forward this, you know, into our adult life, and now we go out to a restaurant, and now we get this huge plate of food because the portions are so much bigger than when we were kids. You know, we get this huge plate of food that's really big enough to feed a family of four, and even though we may not be aware of it, our unconscious mind still has that programming, you have to clean your plate. You know, we still want that love and acceptance, we have to clean our plate, so we sit there and we eat everything, and then we get full, and we still keep eating until our plate's clean, and then we leave the restaurant, and we're tired, and we're full, and we're gaining weight, and we don't feel like doing anything, and we wonder why, you know, and then we get home, and, you know, another thing that happened when we were kids, I don't know about everybody, but I know it was very common when I was growing up, well, if you eat all your food, you'll get dessert. And so, you know, now we're programmed with, okay, I've been a good boy, I've been a good girl, now I deserve to have a dessert. So we're overeating and we're gaining weight and we're not feeling good because we don't have any energy because we're not eating the appropriate foods. But these are all things that people don't realize are actually programs in your mind. This is things that we've been taught since we were little kids. And this can play out in any aspect of your life. So if you're wondering why things keep happening or why you're not able to achieve the results that you want, try taking a look back and say, what am I really, you know, what is my programming? What was I told as I was growing up? Or what am I telling myself now? Am I telling myself, well, I'll never be able to lose weight or I'll never be able to be successful? Because every time you say something or think something or do something, that's all stored in your mind for later use.
I know. I read in your book somewhere that you said that our subconscious mind takes everything that we think and believe as truth.
Right.
And that's so
right.
Awesome. So that means that if my listeners are thinking most of the time consciously that I'm poor, I won't ever find a good relationship, that jobs are difficult to find, then that will turn into an experience or their reality for them.
Exactly. And the more we keep telling ourselves those things, the worse it's going to get. And that's why people have self-esteem problems. That's why people, you know, no matter what they do, they can't seem to get a business going or can't seem to get a good job or find the right relationship. And again, it's a matter of not even knowing what we're programmed with, but we keep telling ourselves every day, oh, it's never going to happen, it's never going to happen, and this is what we're creating for ourselves. And when we talked the other day, I had mentioned one of my mentors here, and I say one of them because I believe everybody in our lives are mentors. We learn from everybody.
Right.
He teaches, and this is so powerful to me, look for what's new and different in your reality. Because as we go through life and we keep expecting the same things or, well, tomorrow's going to be a terrible day because it's Monday or whatever, that's what we're going to get. And so if we're not focused on something new coming in our lives, we're going to miss it. We're going to miss the little clue of, oh, this is what we should do next because this is going to get us to where we want to be. Or we could miss entirely what we were manifesting and it's gone because we're not looking for it. So always look for what's new and different in life, because it does make a difference. And you'll start noticing different things that you've never seen before. Even if you drive the same roads every day or go to the same places or around the same people, you'll start noticing a lot of different things. And it keeps life exciting and different.
Well, I know when you shared that with me, Lee, the other day, I started looking for things that were new and different. And I really had a new experience. So I'm going to encourage my listeners, if you feel that you're living a very mundane, routine life, you get up at the same time every day, get the children ready, do what Lee just said and begin to look for something new and different in your life. And remember, whatever you put your attention on, that is manifested into your life. And so that's great insight. I want to talk.
I'm glad you started doing that.
And it was fun, and really it's just making a conscious decision to do that. And so
right.
I'm going to certainly encourage my listeners to do that. So, Lee, you talk a lot about the power of words and thoughts, and I just believe spiritually I speak certain words over myself. I call them affirmations and declarations. Mm-hmm. I know that words and thoughts are creative and powerful. So how do our thoughts and our words influence what we believe, and what kind of results shows up in our lives as a result of that?
Well, Constance, it's kind of like I was saying with whatever's programmed in your mind. Everything that we think, those thoughts have a frequency, and the unconscious mind is picking up on that, and it's storing it for later. And everything that we say, it's doing the same thing. So the more that we tell ourselves bad things about ourselves or we have fear or doubt or uncertainty about the future and we keep talking about it and giving it energy, the more we do that, the more strongly the program becomes instilled in our minds. And so if our minds are actually what's creating what we experience, we want to make sure that we're saying the right things. And I definitely agree with affirmations. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, affirmations don't work, but they do. Because it's not about getting immediate results, it's about the long term. I mean, however long that everybody's been alive, whether it's 20 years, 50 years, 70 years, that's how strong your programming is. And so we can't always expect the instant results when we have a program that's been telling us, oh, you're never going to amount to anything, you know, for 20, 30, 40 years. So we need to start changing that. And the affirmations over time do definitely change your mindset. It changes the way that you feel about yourself. And it's a wonderful part of the equation. But we really have to be careful also about what we say to other people. I mean, not just because it's the right thing to do, but one thing that's very important to know is that whatever you're saying, your unconscious mind isn't able to determine who you're saying it to. So if I tell somebody, you're ugly, my mind is actually hearing me say it to myself because it doesn't know the difference.
That is so that's very powerful.
Yeah, so that's becoming part of my programming. So the more that I say that to other people, or the more, you know, nasty things that I say to other people, it's actually getting programmed in my mind, and then I start feeling bad about myself. So it's all about every word that you say has an effect on yourself and everything around you.
Well, if people truly believe that, every word that comes out of your mouth will produce a seed. And so when you say things like, oh, I'm so fat, if I just look at a piece of cake, I gain weight. Or
yeah,
it's difficult out here, or good men are hard to come by, then you actually create that experience. And I remember once I was working about 20 years ago for the government, and I went in one day and I wasn't feeling that great, and I remember somebody said to me, oh, you look like you're catching the flu. And those words were so creative, I think I began to feel sicker. And then somebody else said, oh, you sure do look bad. And so you're so right that words are creative. They create either life or death in our lives. And so I think it's very important what you said about watching our words. And that's why the power of our own words is very powerful. That's why I listen to my own affirmation tapes at night.
Right.
Because, you know, when I hear my voice, I believe what I say quicker than somebody else. So I do that every night. So that's a great point. I'm going to go to the lines. I think we have a caller here. I said earlier, if you would like to ask Lee a burning question, you can call at 347-326-9837. Hello, caller. Do you have a question for Lee? Hello?
Hello, Constance?
Yes. Do you have a question for Lee?
Yes, I do. Hello, Lee. My name is Mike, and I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I didn't know we had listeners in Cleveland, Mike.
yes, it is a distance from Atlanta. First, I'd like to say that I'd like to say thank you. I read your first book, Shifting Perception, and it was very enlightening and so easy to read and understand. It really set things in perspective for me.
Well, good. Thank you.
I'm now reading The Companion, The Transformational Shift, and it's easy to read and understand, but I do have some questions before I get started on the 40-day journey.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, I understand about shattering paradigms, but could you give me some additional advice on how to go about that?
Sure.
That's a great question.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate you reading my books, and I'm glad you're going to start the program. It's a very powerful program. Basically, a paradigm is a belief system, so it's a perfect question for what we're talking about today. A paradigm is one of those belief systems that's been ingrained in you for a long time, and again, a lot of times we don't know where they're coming from. And one of the things that I do in the second book is I talk a lot about, I give you a lot of questions. It takes some work to get through the program, but it's very critical work because it really breaks down everything for you and shows you how to look at your belief systems and how to change them. And so when we look at shattering a belief system, one of the main keys to it is to take a look at a situation, like, for example, how you feel about marriage or divorce or religion or yourself, and take a look at those and ask yourself, when I think about what I believe, does it really feel good to me? And I always tell people, see how it feels in your gut, in your stomach, in your intuition place, you know. See how it feels to you, because the feeling is going to be the most important thing. It's not just about thinking, it's about feeling. And if you can determine whether or not it feels right to you, then you'll know if the belief is appropriate. If it doesn't feel good to you, then start asking yourself, well, what is it about this that doesn't feel right? Because we're getting information, we've been fed information all our lives from other people, and our belief systems are what our parents believe or what our teachers believe or whatever. It's not necessarily what we believe, we've just been brought up that way, and oh, this is how you're supposed to believe. And so you take a look at those beliefs, you determine whether or not they feel right to you, and then at that point, if you know that they don't feel right, say, well, what is it about it that doesn't feel right, and try to determine it that way, and if you can't figure it out, say, what would feel better? Or what do I resonate with? What do I believe? And what feels right to me? And that, to me, is the best way to do it. And once you can prove that your belief system is wrong, it's over. You don't need to revisit it again. Because once you know that what you've been believing is wrong, then you start instilling new beliefs in yourself through affirmations and through living life through your beliefs. using that belief system as an example on how you're going to proceed with the rest of your life.
So how would a person live their life through their beliefs? Give me an example of that.
Well, for example, if, you know, say that somebody's involved in a bad marriage, for example, and the reason that they're involved in the bad marriage is because they were brought up that it's bad to get a divorce and you should just stay with the person, and I've known a lot of people that have gone through this, you should just stay with the person because you made a vow and, you know, from the time you get married until you die that you're going to stay with this person. Even if it's an abusive relationship or if it's something where both parties are miserable, a lot of people stay together for that reason. And so if you take a look at the belief system and say, well, do I really believe this? Do I believe it because I believe it, or do I believe it because this is what I was told I was supposed to believe? And then start investigating for yourself and say, you know, it doesn't feel right to me to spend the rest of my life being miserable because I don't believe that's what we're here for. And so then you start to take a look at it and say, well, what can I change? What feels better? Well, it feels better to me that I want to spend the rest of my life being happy. And so you start working towards that. And you start changing that belief system by every day saying, you know what, I can be happy. I can be happy. And sometimes it'll actually make a difference in the marriage, and sometimes it won't, and sometimes you will still need to proceed on. But it's living with that knowing that you're doing the thing that makes you feel good and that feels right in your heart and your soul.
And it's so important for my listeners to really live in integrity in all areas of their lives. I call it living an authentic life. And I'm coaching a lady right now who was in a profession for 20 years, and she was miserable in that profession. And so now that she's out of it, she's lost weight, she's happier, her blood pressure has gone down, and she's freer, and she's making more money than she's ever made before. And why is that? I think is what you were talking about, Lee, that she decided to change her limiting belief and begin to just walk in what was truly right and felt good for her life.
Absolutely, and good for her.
Yes, well, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Lee Haskins, and he is the author of Shifting Perception. So, Lee, you've been talking a little bit about limiting beliefs and paradigms, and, you know, so many of us have limiting beliefs that are really hindering our dreams and hindering us from living the full life. So what are some steps that we can begin to take in order to change our belief systems and our programming?
Well, after you take a look at your belief systems, which, again, I think is the most important thing, because since the mind is playing everything out as belief systems in our reality, if we don't like what we're seeing, we need to change the programming. That's where we start first. I think a lot of times we look at limiting beliefs, for example, like if you want to start a business. And, you know, you think, well, I don't have the money to start a business. I've never started a business. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't think it'll work. You know, so you can have all these negative things. And then plus, if you tell people, a lot of times they're going to help you with all the negative things about it because, you know, it's easier for them to, yeah. So you take a look at the situation and say, okay, let's take, for example, well, I don't have the money. So then you ask yourself, okay, has anyone in this world ever started a business without having any money? Well, the answer is yes. So now it's no longer a limiting belief, because if anybody else can do it, it can be reproduced and you can do the same thing. You may not know how right away, but at least you know that there's a possibility. And so then you say, okay, can I start a business without having, you know, any idea what I'm doing? Have people done that before? Yes, somebody else did it, so why can't I do it too? And so it's as simple as that. And, I mean, it's really, we get held back so much by our belief systems and what we think we can and can't accomplish. But if somebody else has done it, we can go out and do it too. And if we start having the belief that we can go out and do it, and we allow Spirit to come in and teach us and guide us on what the next step is, then we're going to be fine. We don't need to necessarily see the bigger picture and say, oh, this is overwhelming, I've got all these things to do. Just allow one thing at a time to happen, and the path will be shown for you as long as you're looking for it.
You know, that's so interesting. Just in my quiet time about maybe 3 weeks ago, I felt that the Spirit was saying to me, Constance, you are limiting me and you're limiting yourself. And to me, that was big news, because I'm like, okay, I feel like I'm doing great and mighty things here. And I realized that was so true because of my limiting beliefs in certain areas. And so you're so right. The first thing that the listeners need to do really is to take a look at and identify those limiting beliefs and then move from there. So give me some examples of people who have really changed those beliefs and what does their life look like after they identified and then changed those beliefs?
I can give you a personal experience on that one. I spent 12 years of my life in the insurance claims business, and I was miserable. I absolutely hated my job. I hated going to work every day. It's a very stressful job. You get yelled at all day long because people aren't happy. People need help, you know.
Right.
It's a very, you know, and even though it's, a job where you can help people, it's a very negative environment. And the more that I was in the environment, I kept every year, you know, okay, this year is going to be it. I'm going to get out. But you get so comfortable, you know, and then you start thinking, well, where am I going to go making the same amount of money starting all the way over again? Where am I going to go where I can be happy? All companies are the same. This is just how it is. You know, I'm never going to find anything that's going to make me happy. And then when I started to really realize how all this information throughout my entire life came together and, you know, into this one big light bulb moment, I took a look at it and I says, you know what, I can be happy. And we were actually, me and my brother and a friend of mine, we were working with one of Bob Proctor's audio programs. And at one point he says, stop the tape and write down what you think your life's purpose is. And I thought, boy, I have no idea. And then instantly it came to me, well, I like writing, I like public speaking, you know, I like this, I like this. And it all just came together for me. And it made me feel so good. And it's like, okay, I can do this. And shortly after that, I quit my job and I started writing. And I've been doing the things that I love. And it's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. And it has changed my life because I still could be there and I still could be miserable. But I had to look past what the situation was and see that there was something out there different. So if you feel like you're in a situation where you're helpless, just take a look past that because there's always something on the other side if you have the courage to go for it.
And courage is the operative word, and we've always heard that courage is not the absence of fear, but it's doing it anyway. So for my listeners, I can certainly relate to you, Lee. I was working in the school system about 20 years ago, and like you were just so miserable and knew that there were bigger, better, greater things for me. And certainly there are seasons in our lives. And just like you, I just began to take what I tell my listeners, small baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
I began to see beyond where I was. I began to just take small baby steps, what's possible in my life. And just in very small incremental calculated risk, I was able to move out of that, and I'm so grateful for that. So I appreciate
Absolutely.
You sharing that. Well, you know, Lee, you talked about paradigms and love. And love is the most powerful force in this world. We were created for it. All of us desire it. So the number one question that I get via email is, how can I attract love into my life? So what are some things that you believe people are holding on to that are really stopping them from having that great relationship, and how can they begin to bring the love that they desire into their lives?
That's a great question. That's a great question.
Thank you.
You know, you know, and like I said earlier, it's the thing that we ultimately want because it's the thing that it always makes us feel good. And I think what people hold on to is, again, some belief systems. It may be the way that we saw other relationships happen where we were around other people that didn't have good relationships, or where we've been through one, you know, boyfriend or girlfriend after another, after another, after another, and none of them seem to be working out. And then we get that preconceived notion, oh, there's something wrong with me, or I'm never going to find the right person. And again, it's all about that belief system, you know. So again, you can take a look at the situation and say, well, is there anybody that has a happy marriage? Is there anybody that is happy in a relationship and that does feel that love? And another thing that's very important, again, is I think a lot of people try to control a situation. And rather than going out and looking for love, let it happen. Because the people that I know that go out looking for love usually end up not being happy. Because we try to control it, and it's like, okay, I want this person, and this is the way it's going to have to be. And then if it doesn't work out, then they're very disappointed. And I think love has to happen. And in order for love to happen, you have to be giving out love to everyone that you're around. Everyone that you're around.
Right.
And that is how it's going to come back to you, because we talked last time on the show about the law of karma. What you put out, you get back. And so if you're putting out the fear of not having a good relationship or the fear of being alone and not finding anybody, that's what you're going to get.
And so I believe that you attract who you are, that when you really love yourself deeply, when you're in a state of just walking in your purpose and destiny, that you're really attractive. And I tell all of my listeners that whatever you're looking for is looking for you. And so just walk in your purpose and destiny. Believe that you deserve love. Believe that there is an abundance
right.
of love in the universe, and it will come to you. So the next question I get is about money, M-O-N-E-Y, and so somebody said that money is not important, but it's right up there with oxygen. I tell you, it's important to so many people, and I believe that we were created for wealth. So what are some things that people can do to begin to bring wealth or money or finances into their lives, and what's holding people back financially?
You know, this may sound a little crazy, but this kind of goes back with the law of karma. And the one thing that you can do to attract money into your life is give it away without attachment. When you can help other people that are in a bad situation and not be attached to getting the money back and actually do it from the kindness of your heart, the money will come back to you. You know, I think especially with the time that we're in right now, it's very difficult for people to get a grip on this, and I think that's why things seem to be slipping. I mean, people are getting depressed, and people aren't finding jobs,
right.
and they're not able to, you know, even meet their basic needs anymore. And so I think what people need to do is just relax a little bit more with the situation, just try to focus on, because there's so much fear behind it, you know, and it's completely understandable, because even though we don't want to think money is important, it really does run everything that we need. We need to have money to get food and shelter and whatever we need. And so if we can somehow try to transcend the fear and just know that everything's going to be okay, and even if it just takes some affirmations every day, just change just a tiny bit, like you said, the baby steps.
Right.
You know, don't look at the huge picture. Just look at, what do I need to do today? How can I get, you know, what do I need to do today to get through? And what can I do tomorrow that's going to help me get to where I need to be? You know, there's a good quote, and I wrote this down because I thought it was going to be perfect for this. How many degrees of freedom does what I'm doing and thinking afford to me? So in other words, am I doing something that is going to move me towards my goal or to move me towards getting the money that I need or that relationship that I desire? Or am I just sitting here and wallowing in my misery, which is very easy to do? You know, am I actually taking some kind of action towards what I would like to have in my life? And that's a big question to ask yourself.
Right, that's an important statement, and I really appreciate you sharing that, because anytime in my own life personally, when I hold back or hoard or am fearful, that means that I am not walking in or thinking about an abundance. And so just this weekend I decided I'm going to give away some of my designer clothes. Because
uh-huh.
there is a statement that says that nature abhors a vacuum, and that simply means that whenever you give something away, you're making room for the new.
Right.
And so when you think abundance and when you think prosperity and when you think more than enough, then I'm like you, Lee, that money will come back to you.
Right.
And so I'm
exactly.
going to encourage my listeners to give. I personally am a tither. I give 10% of my money to church, charities, other organizations. And I can just tell you, I have miraculous miracles happening in my life. And it's not because of fear of God or that I'm going to be punished. It's just that over the years, that's just a practice that I have personally developed in my own life. Even in my own business, I give 10% or sometimes 20% away of my coaching, basically training to nonprofit organizations who cannot afford my services every year. And it's the most amazing thing, Lee, that I get calls after that like you wouldn't believe.
Yes, I know. And,
so
you know,
that's
constantly
very,
the other thing
very
too.
Interesting that our listeners, you know, do not be afraid because of the economy, because really there's unlimited possibilities and probabilities.
Exactly, and there's always people that are going to be thriving in this economy, too. So the money's still there. It's just in different hands right now.
Right. Well, you talk a lot about mental discipline in your book. How can we improve on that skill, and how can we get that to work for us?
Well, I agree completely with what you said about the affirmations. That is very important. And even if you say them to yourself all day long, it's starting to change that programming. But I think the main part of mental discipline is that you really have to be consistent. I've heard all different kinds of time frames as far as how long it actually takes to change a habit. I've heard 10 days, 25 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, all different kinds of things. And when I was writing my second book, I was kind of researching this and saying, well, why is everything different? And then I realized it's because people are different. And some people can change a habit in a couple of days, and some people it may take them a year. But the change actually, you know, once you have the desire to make that change, then it's about being consistent. Because in order to change the belief system or to change the habit or whatever it is that we want to change in our life, if we're not consistent with it, we're telling our mind we're not serious. And so I tell people right in the beginning of my book, when you're going to start this 40-day program, you have to do something every day towards whatever goal you agree to. And if you don't, you have to start over. And it may sound a little bit, you know, harsh, but if you really want to make that change in your mind, you have to convince your mind that you're serious about it. And that's where the key is. So that way we can change it permanently.
Right. I remember Dr. John DeMartini from The Secret says that we should do 5 to 7 things toward our goals on a daily basis, and I thought that was so interesting. Well, I see we have another caller, Lee, and let's listen in and see what this caller. Caller, do you have a question for Lee? Hello? I don't know what happened. Are you still here, Lee? Hello, caller with the first number is 330. Do you have a question for Lee? I'll come back to him. And so, Lee, that was just very interesting. Let's talk a little bit about people and pursuing our dreams and passions. You know, everybody has a passion or a dream, but so many of us are afraid. So what would you say to our listeners about how can they really diligently pursue their dreams or passions?
First of all, it's a matter of actually having the courage to do it and having the desire to do it. In today's society, we're so bombarded with all kinds of things. It seems like everything's in a rush. You know, we're always in a rush to get here and get there, and then we don't have time for ourselves after the end of the day. And I think we need to make things a priority. I mean, do we want to make watching TV a priority, or do we want to make actually having a fulfilling life a priority? And so that's number one. And I think everybody has to get to a certain point in their life where they just decide that this is it. I'm going to be happy from now on, or I'm going to change this. And so once you've made that decision, just, again, start taking steps every single day. And I tell people, you know, if you're going to be serious about working out, for example, even if you one day you say, you know what, I don't have time to work out, you go and you do a 2-minute workout. And it's not because you're going to get really physical results out of that workout, but you're getting the mental discipline there. You're getting the change in your mind and creating that new habit for yourself. But I think a lot of people are scared because they don't think that they can do it. They don't have the self-esteem, or they don't have the knowledge. And it's just important to know that anyone can do anything that they desire to do as long as they believe that they can. And so create that belief system for yourself. Look at other people who have done what you want to do. And you know what? If nobody's done it before, you could always be the first one. There's got to be a first one to do something. So don't get down because you may not have the skills or the knowledge to do what you dream about, but go for it and just do it.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can get another caller on the line. Okay, caller, are you here?
Sure.
I guess not. I see we have another caller in the Atlanta area that just hung up. Well, Lee, you and I will just talk since nobody wants to talk to us. You know, and I know so many people are just existing, and they're just living day to day, week to week, and really just sort of in a robotical form and not really living passionately. And I know one of the things that I really love about your book is really taking small baby steps toward doing what you feel that you were created to do.
Right, right. And there's a big difference, too, between existing and living. And I think because of the way society is set up and the way that we're programmed, it was very common in my grandfather's day that you start working for a company and you work for them your entire life, you retire from there, and then, you know, you go on with your life. But after that time where you hit 65 years old or whatever it is now, you know, you haven't built anything for yourself. And so a lot of people don't even know what to do with the rest of their lives. And they get bored, they miss work because they've, you know, created this persona that they are this particular worker. And once they retire, they don't even know who they are anymore. So I always tell people, even if you don't know what you want to do with your life, let's say you have a hobby. Let's say, you know, like for me, I love to sing. So go out and sing. Go take singing lessons. Write your own music, whatever you need to do to actually feed that part of your soul. And you never know. One day when you start actually just going out and enjoying the things that you enjoy a little bit more, something may pop into your head and say, you know what? I can do this. I can teach this, or I can learn this. I can go do something to be, you know, to have something to be passionate about. And then when you're actually having something to be passionate about and it makes you feel good inside, a lot of times the other things that are going on in your life don't seem to matter as much because you have that joy for at least that little bit of time. And then when you focus on that joy, it expands and gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and then all the other problems just don't seem to be as bad. There's still going to be things you have to deal with, but at least it'll get you on the right track. And you never know what one little thing is going to turn into. So even if there's something that you really want to try it or you really want to do it, go for it, because what do you have to lose? And I also tell people, take a look at where you think you'll be in 5 years if you don't pursue something, you know. And when they look at it that way, it's like, well, yeah, because I could be in a different place in 5 years if I actually do pursue what I want to do.
That is so true. We have another caller, Lee. Do you have a question for Lee, caller, with the last four numbers, 1311?
Yes. My name is Mark, and I'm here from calling from Arizona. And I just want to say hi to Lee. I've read his books, and they've helped me out tremendously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a kind of a tough question, at least I think it is, I really do focus on visualizing my life and, you know, trying to attract everything in my life and manifest. And your book certainly has been an extremely useful tool for me in achieving that. However, it's just interesting. I notice other people in my life, and some of them which are close to me, have very negative and cynical attitudes. For example, someone close to me recently for months would just say, the economy is so horrible. There's no jobs out there, and especially in Arizona. And every time I talked to this person, they would say that over and over. But yet the other day, they got a very well-paying job, and I was like kind of shocked. Because I'm like, how does that happen when somebody who's really not trying to manifest anything still just, you know, manages to get exactly what they want? And then I kind of look at my situation and say, man, I've been manifesting for months and things are tough for me. But, you know, doesn't mean I'm going to give up, you know, and certainly, but it certainly weighs on my faith to say, geez, how come that person had a bad attitude and they got what they were looking for? And I'm trying like heck here. And, you know, so just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Right.
Well,
thank you.
That's a great question. I think we've all felt that way before. What would you say to that, Lee?
Yeah, it is a great question. Thank you. I have often wondered this, too. And what I've come to the conclusion is that the problem is really that we're trying too hard. We don't let go of the control. We tend to say, okay, this is what I want to manifest in my life. And then once we've done all the steps that we need to do, we don't let go. We don't let go, and we keep having the expectations that, oh, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, and when it doesn't happen, then we start getting afraid, and it's like, why isn't this happening, and then it just makes everything worse. Whenever something is not working for you, if it's not coming into your life, it's for one of two reasons. It's either, number one, that it's not ready for you yet, or you're not ready for it yet because other things have to fall into place, or because there's some kind of disconnect between you and the process. And it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. What it means is that there could be some kind of hidden belief system that keeps showing up, or, you know, you're afraid maybe that money's not going to come in or that this is going to go wrong or something like that. It's always based on fear. But don't try too hard. And, you know, the thing is that the less you do, the better results you're going to get. There's a really good quote that says, small movement is not as good as no movement.
Oh,
and that's
good.
That's just do a little bit and let it go. And a little bit and let it go. And the reason I think that a lot of people will have results when they do have, you know, a negative attitude or don't believe something is because they really don't care so much about the result. I think a lot of times people are like, oh, yeah, this is never going to work. This is never going to work. Even though in their heart and in their soul they really want the thing that they're going after, like, for example, this job, they know that they want that, but they're not that attached to the idea of having it. Because I know a lot of people that are comfortable and able to just, you know, continue on with their lives, but they know they need to go back to work, but they're not really serious about it. So even though they're saying all those things, your heart is the strongest thing. What's in your heart and what's in your soul? Those are the strongest things, and those are still putting out the same kind of energy and the vibrations as your words. And so those are going to take stronger precedence because the heart actually the energy in the heart is much greater than a thought and the mind. So always remember that, because whatever's in your heart, and especially if it's fear in your heart or hatred in your heart, those things are going to make things show up that are a lot worse for you. But it's all in the letting go, and that's really what it comes down to, because when you can let go, that's when the things are going to come in.
Well, you know, I think that your life is a prime example of that. Here you are. You had already written two books, and, mm-hmm. you know, every week I say that I'm always led to what I have on my show, and I just happened to go on Amazon.com, and I was very drawn to your book, and here you are. And all you did was you prepared for what you were believing for. You took small baby steps. You wrote mm-hmm. a chapter a day. You got your books published. And then the universe was ready to give you your heart's desire. So I, for my listeners all over the world, I'm just going to say what Lee said and just say that every day do something small towards your goal. And, Lee, like you and I always say, the what is up to you. What do you want? But the how is up to God of the universe.
Exactly, exactly. And that's a big thing to get a grip on, because we tend to want to control everything.
I know, and that's based in fear and not really trusting the universe or God that things that I always say God has amazing channels and ways mm-hmm. to get to us our heart's desires.
Yes.
So, Lee, can you believe that our time is almost up? Can you share with our listeners a little bit about how they can contact you, your services, your website, how they can
sure.
maybe reach you for some seminars, et cetera?
Sure, absolutely. My website is called shiftingperception.com, and there you'll find information on my books and whatever is going on with me, my calendar. I also have another side business with my friend Carla, and we're working on our website, but there's going to be a link on there as well. And so I'm going to have all the upcoming things. I'll let everybody know what's going on with my Kindle versions and my writings and everything else. I've got a blog that I just recently started. There's only one posting, though. And also people can contact me by email at lee@shiftingperception.com.
And so what would be your parting words, or what would you like to say to people in summary about their lives?
Enjoy them. Enjoy them. Because in the bigger picture, none of this really matters. It may feel stressful right now. It may feel like you have problems right now. But in the bigger picture, it really doesn't make a difference. So if you can do whatever you can to get by every day and, you know, smile at somebody, put a smile on your own face, watch your words, say good things to yourself and to other people, and go for your dreams. You don't have anything to lose by going for your dreams. The only thing you have to lose is if you don't go for your dreams and look back 5 or 10 years from now and say, well, I wish I would have done this. And I think we all know that, because we've all experienced, oh, I wish I would have done this. And
so
we can change that right now.
That is so true. Lee, I just want to thank you once again for coming back and just sharing great insight and knowledge. You're a great communicator. And if there's anything that I can do to help you to go to the next level, you know that I'm always here for you to help you to do that.
You are so awesome, Constance, and the same for you. I thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank you. Well, wasn't that a great call? And I'm just so grateful to all of you for staying on the call. As I said at the beginning of the call, I want you to take what you heard tonight. And as I shared in an earlier podcast, it takes 11 times for something to really drop down in your spirit. So I want you to listen to this again and again and again. And whatever just sort of drops in your spirit, that means that that might be the answer to what you've been praying for. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about my coaching. I would love to partner with you to really help you to create the life of your dreams. As most of you know, I'm a licensed professional counselor and a certified coach for 25 years, and I have seen and see so many hurting and frustrating people. They've tried it on their own, but they seem to be in the same place year after year. Can you relate to that? I know that I could for many, many years. And, you know, can you realize that we're almost in September and the year is coming to an end? And I don't want you to be in the same place. So today I would love for you to give me a call or send me an email at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and I would love to partner with you coaching. And I coach people all over the world, and my motto is if you are willing to make the investment, and if you are ready to do the work, you will not recognize yourself by the end of the year. And it's so funny because when I initially tell my clients that they don't believe it, as I said earlier, I have an interesting story about one of my clients who is an attorney, and she was so unhappy in that position. She was making tons of money, but she really wanted to be creative. And after coaching with her for 4 months, she has resigned her position in Alabama, and she's moving to Boston as a buyer for one of the largest retailers in the world. And, you know, that has always been her heart's desire. Well, what happened? Well, she and I designed customized strategies to move her from that attorney position to what she truly desires. And I have another client who I coached, and she was working for the school system, a very safe job. But she was so bored. She was unchallenged, and she felt that she was created by God to be creative and to cook. She just loved cooking. She was my chef for many months. So while coaching her, we sort of dealt with her sabotaging beliefs, and I designed calculated risks that she could take. And guess what? She no longer works for the school system. She's a chef, and she has her own show now. So what are you waiting for? Don't wait any longer. It's your time to invest in yourself. I have a special payment plan for my 12-month coaching, and I often tell people that you can coach with me for less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks on a daily basis, and we all know how much that costs. So I want you to take control of your life. Contact me today at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and email me. I would love to talk with you. You can call me at 404-402-7769. And I'm just so glad that you decided to listen in today. As I said earlier, I believe that if you're listening in today, that God brought you to the show and that there are solutions and answers to your problems. So, all of my listeners on the West Coast, you can join me every Sunday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. East Coast, my East Coast listeners, thank you so much, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And all of my listeners all over the world, when you change what you think and you change what you believe, truly, you'll change your world. Have a great week, and God bless you.